Now, I mentioned Darren Dance with Dan Dino, his group of owners. I thought Darren rang my mobile while I've been on air and left a message. And I thought, well, he was at Ballarat, but he wasn't. But we've got Shona Dressler, who's the racing manager for Darren Dance's group, is joining us. Shona, I know Shona very well. I would never have thought I would have had you on the radio, though.
Well, there's a first time for everything, Andrew, and it's your lucky day.
It is my lucky day, Shona. Good to talk to you. As I said to our listeners just a few minutes ago, Dan Dino's on the way back from a leg injury. How did he get through the jump out this morning at Ballarat?
Yeah, he did a really good job. He was ridden by Johnny Allen. There was a couple of weird stable mates in the jump out, and he finished about second by about half a head, I would say. It was pretty tight. He looked absolutely magnificent, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, let's hope so, because we know how good he can be, and I know it's been long, steady work to get him to this stage.
Yeah, he's been in work for quite some time now, probably about 3 months or thereabouts, you know, on a very strict rehab program. He had 2 weeks off there and just had a little bit of a let up and back into work, and he's been down at the Warrnambool Beach doing the miles and miles down there, getting them into his legs and building up his fitness. Weary's very happy with his progress. He hasn't missed a beat, and he looks really good. So providing he gets through this jump out well this morning, we'll look at giving him another one in about 10 to 12 days.
And press ahead. I spoke with Darren off air a couple of days ago, and in a perfect world, Darren Weir would like to get him sort of third or fourth up into the Caulfield Cup.
Well, that would be just a dream, that would be, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would be. Listening to you, I mean, you didn't want him off because of a leg injury, but he's come back in terrific order. He's always been a really good-looking type.
Yeah, he looked sensational this morning. Like, he looks a completely different horse from last spring carnival. You know, he's been trained differently on the beach, and he's got a nice big, round, robust hind quarter, and he looked really fantastic, and he had his ears pricked this morning, and he was prancing around. He looked pretty happy with himself.
That's good. The one thing with Dan Dino this spring is that he has to re-qualify because of his last win. At times run out, so he has to re-qualify now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was talking to Darren Dance on my way here, and we were trying to work out where he might kick off in a race. You know, with his rating, he's gonna be jumping in the deep end, but you know, he's a good horse and he tries, and providing Weary can hold him together and keep him together, hopefully, you know, it'll be an exciting spring for him and he can get that Group 1 that he deserves.
Yeah, down here for sure. Hey, tell me, now you've videoed it and it'll be on YouTube later if people want to have a look at it.
Yeah, we've videoed it and we're downloading it. We'll pop it on YouTube and we'll also be putting it on our webpage. So people can head to the Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock webpage and check it out.
Okay, do that, the Sabo. I know I'll be doing it. Hey, 30 seconds on Tay Yu. Were you there the other day for its jump out?
Unfortunately, I missed it, but I did watch it, and he went super as well. So it looks like we're in for an exciting spring with him as well.
He's got a rating.
As well as the many ATB other horses that we've got coming through.
Yeah, you've got a nice group for sure. I know Seismos is staying in the UK, but we'll look forward to the spring ahead with those fluorescent sort of yellow colours for Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. Hey, Shona, good to talk to you, and letting our listeners get an update on Dan Dino.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Shona Dressler is joining us there.